one died, and the other one was going to die. The other one, they got her doctorate, and she's a professor and expert in Shakespeare, among other things, always. And there she's showing her, he's beautiful. She travels all
through. Once in a while, this phone, it's being recorded, the viewer is being recorded, and for reasons that I am not aware of, it didn't used to happen like this, but now it does happen that once in a while, a pre-recorded message will come on and say, press, and then it'll say one or whatever, to continue. Would you mind being responsible for that?
No,
I'll
press
one. Right, if it says it.
Well, if it says two, I'll press two.
Thank you. I think it's that.
My pleasure.
And what about the other children? The two other ones?
His the children.
Yeah. The boy, what?
Well, the boy, he became a lawyer. He's in Florida.
In Florida?
Yeah, and the girl is, she also is a lawyer. I think he's a lawyer. She's a lawyer. She's in Washington, D.C. And she's a very good lawyer. If it's, I don't know, something.
What about the Yiddish guys with them?
Yiddish, as far as I know, she's Shomer Shabbos. I mean, I don't know any difference. I haven't seen the kids, so I don't know what is with them. But he is. He goes to Shomer Shabbos. And, you know, his wife is secretary to Shapiro's show. Shapiro that passed away. She's still a secretary there. She runs everything. Where'd you get such a little thing?
Just in the store. This is an MP3 player, and it's from this organization.
What?
He's out of touch with the new modern technology.
I'm out of touch completely.
How much does this thing like that cost?
A couple hundred bucks. This will record beautifully. You put it into the computer. And you could download it, and then we can download it from...
But you have to understand all those things. I didn't need to buy all that stuff.
I was doing this stuff when it first came out with the Apple computers, that when I was the educational director at Kin, I was making programs for the kids and tests on the computer. They would come into my office, and they would have the computer in front of them. They would give them questions. They would A, B, C, D, or true or false. They would answer it. And then I could just tell them immediately what they did, because the computer gave us the answers to what they did, what was right, what was wrong. This was when I was, you know, how long ago this was? In the early days, with the big Apple, you know, computers.
Way beyond me.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. Hi. Great.
So how long are you going to be here?
I'll be here another two and a half weeks.
So Kosher Lepeza Pops is only Coke this year? Diet and the regular?
Yeah.
That's all? We're not going to get any of the other stuff?
I don't know. From Coca-Cola, only those two.
Ah, too bad. No 7-Up?
7-Up hasn't produced in Chicago for years.
I know, because 7-Up is good.
But they may bring it in from St. Louis. I don't know. I'm sure they produced it in St. Louis.
I once called up Rabbi Morrison from the OU. And asked him, there's a big posek, there's a big Sephardi posek who said, Coke for Sephardi, kosher all year round. As long as you buy it beforehand, no problem at all. So I called up Rabbi Morrison, and I wanted to know, is that all right? Do you think that's what this Rabbi Abadi said? He was the guy, he was a posek in Lakewood, now he has a kollel in Israel, is correct. He said that he's from South Africa, said the South African accent, says Fazim should not use Coca-Cola on Pesach. I asked him, is it because it's Hametz or because it's keeping up? Is it because of Hametz? Does it have a robe? Does it have enough of a meal that it's not bustle b'shishim before Pesach, if you buy it before Pesach? Or is it because of Chodavinir, which is part of the whole? What is the reason? He says, just trust me that it is not kosher. No, I said, because there's a Rabbi Abadi, who's a big posek, and he paskins that it's kosher for his heart in my Pesach, even with the house. Don't trust it. I said, can you give me a reason? I'm not asking you to give me the formula. He's sworn to secrecy. He could not give me any information because he knows the formula. It used to be Geffen from Atlanta, and now him, He doesn't want to tell me anything, no information. But so I sent back a note to the Abadi family. They have a website. I sent back a note to them. I said, Rabbi Abadi says that it's kosher for Sephardim, but Rabbi Morrison, who knows the formula, says it's not. So you better be careful. So he wrote me back a note. It's all politics, definitely. There's no comments in it.
He doesn't know the formula.
It's a good question. I don't understand that either. But I can't see really the chametz if you buy it before Pesach. I can't see it being not Babel.
When I was a little boy, we used to.
I don't know. Maybe there's some alcoholic content.
Even then, how much
maybe. I don't know. And even, but that's the point. Even right. That, how much could it be? That's the question.
How much is possible?
Before Pesach, it's possible. Exactly. No.
When I was a little boy, we always bought gallons of milk before Pesach.
It's
possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. It's possible. But if you're looking for Pesach,
not sure I mean the other way around.
On Pesach, the Mashu would come.
And I caught them before Pesach.
It's possible.
Not the Shishma. Not the Shishma. You don't need Shishma on that.
Why not?
Because it's possible Rav.
Why is it possible Rav?
Because it's before Pesach. That's why it's not a trait. It's tough. It's a pretty different story.
Well, by milk, we say.
That's what I said. When I was a kid,
buy milk before
we always bought gallons of milk. Even when I was in Chicago, and when I came to Chicago and I got married, I used to buy 3-4 gallons, 5 gallons of milk. I had the Rosa Shine on 13th between St. Louis and Millard, had a butcher shop. So he permitted me. I kept the gallons in his butcher shop. He was closed there, but he gave me a key so I can go in and get it to Yom Tov, and that was it.
When I was in Springfield, Massachusetts, in 1943, the Rove gave the Hasher on milk, so he had 100,000 gallons of milk put in before Pesach. So that was what he gave the Hasher on.
Yeah. That's what everybody used. Before
lock is buckled decision.
Because you're talking about the Rabban and buckled decision. But what we're all the Arisa.
Yeah, we're talking about the Chumrah and buckled decision when it's locked the lock. It's locked the lock.
Yeah.
Bring in the sheets or whatever. Delays about the motor problems and needed emergency attention.
Have you got a more to say about what happened to Elliot and Spitzer? I feel that this.
Well, I gave something this morning. You know, they had a kinush. It was an amazing gula in a way, and now I use that thing. I'll tell you what I said, so half the time.
Is this on already?
Nothing is on yet.
It's all right if this is on.
Well, if you want to record it, so what I said, I already gave it over to my editor too, because this is the third rendition. So she likes to hear that, and you know, she's learning enough to understand all the nuances of this. So they did was the AT&T, and really was a Kiddush Hashem, just take it from a Chicago standpoint. At 9:30, they had all the boys from the day school.
Every day school.
I'm going to tell them over what I said. I said, my third rendition, I told the other side.
You're talking about Eric Stroh.
Yeah.
Oh, he asked about Elliot Spitzer, but that's something else.
I'll tell you the truth. I don't even know what happened there. Okay. They mentioned something that doesn't sound so nice.
Right.
Did he actually design it? Right?
Yeah,
in the morning. The morning, they said, within the hour.
Effective Monday. Yeah.
What did you say? Yeah, what did you say?
Today. I had nothing to say about Spitzer.
I wasn't interested about Spitzer. I'm interested about
I have to tell you, when you walk... that was our goal. When we decided, I said to Manny, I said, first of all, the only way it's going to work two ways.
meet Rabbi Levin had a Shabbat,
right.
And he won't go unless it's separate.
Okay.
And Harvey was able to work it out. And the CFP.
Thank you, sir.
Well, tell us what you said about
the Kabbalah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I said. Well, I started out by saying that generally on that era of Rashidus, was the night of Rashidus, of the Thursday of Rashidus, and he said, if the Saga, we already said it from the first time, Marvin the Simcha. But there's something else in the Mishnah in Tainus, Mishnah of the Martin the Simcha, to create that. I said, this time of the year, because of this terrible tragedy, turned into a mini Inyan of Tisha B'Av, of an era of Tisha B'Av. And then I said, under Haftarah, because that flashed through my mind when I was asked to speak about it last Monday, the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av morning from the Yom Yom, the Pelech Tet, there's a phrase in there which I've used various times at Leviath, because it's a great explanation of the Dubna Magid. Ola ha-movah b'chaloneinu, bo'a b'amanoseinu. So what does it mean that the Mal ha-movah comes up through the window and then comes into the palace? So the Dubna says that who comes in through the window in the house? A ganav. A thief. He finds all the doors locked, so he looks for an open window, he comes in. So Dubna explained it this way, that normally, you say there's some people average, there's such a thing as an average span of life. People say untimely. It's always untimely, but there is such a thing as a normal span of life. But when a young person's life is snuffed out, that the ganav came in through the window. That's the way the Dubna said. And I said, in this case, he came in through the front door. He said, that makes it even worse, that he was not identified as that type of Vaseyach and so forth. So I said, these young lives were snuffed out because all our mothers, it's a Tisha B'Av mood. And then I mentioned a point which Gedolim have said in, they can't pinpoint any specific idea of halacha. If someone who is Jewish is killed before, because he is Jewish, yes, that's Kiddush Hashem. That's because we Jews are mandated to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim by the way we live. Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to be a heroic figure on a battlefield, but if somebody gets up in the morning, I said, and goes through the day observing Torah and Mitzvot, he's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That's what the Torah wants from us. And these young people were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim every day. They were caught learning, they were learning and everything else. Certainly they were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. So that should be a Hisaelus for us, that all of us here, all the, you know, the children, the schools, which are your Rabbeim and your teachers and everything else, to intensify your Torah and Tefillah, and you'll be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim. And then I gave a sort of concluding book from a Hav Kook. I don't know why, I didn't sneak that in because I shouldn't think it's political. So Rav Kook, Zal and his Tevish on Siddur, Eilat Shri'iya. So I mentioned the founder of the America's Harav. That was Rav Kook. That was his idea. The founder, Yeshiva, said in his Tevish on Tefillah. The Gemara says in Brachas.
You're on mute.
Gemara says in Brachas that.
He's entering the conference.
Gemara says in Brachas. That and Daf Lamed is talking about what direction you should daven. So the Gemara talks about if you're standing in Chutzor, you daven Tel Tisrael, you say Tel Tisrael, daven Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, daven Zahar Bayis, Nimsu, Kol Yisrael, Mechavnim, Es Libam, Lamokam Echa. Then the Gemara says, my Kor. What's the pasuk? Kemigdal David Tzavarei Bonui Lesalpios. So the Gemara explains, what's Salpios? Tail should call peels pinging bay. Now, technically, a tail is a mound. It could mean a hoarder. And I think the Yiddish word, you go on a tail for them, means this person was desolate, and so forth. So, Rav Kook explains it this way. I always thought the marvelous explanation. For millennia, Eretz Yisrael was a tail.
It was a chulm from the bias race and the second bias, although there are other countries living there never flourished. When a Jew, so, and we, and when the Jewish people returned and all, we have sovereignty, then it flourishes. But we never gave up. It, although it was a tale, we always were misfiled and hoped to come back. So I said, unfortunately now there are eight mounds of earth, of graves, of those who were killed, but we're not going to give up. We are going to go forward with Taylor and Tefillah and so forth, and we have to keep in mind that next week is Purim, and our Tefillah should be like Yehudi Moshe Erev the Simcha, the Sot of Yehudah. That was something that the Gan said, I'm sorry, that's what I said. Okay.
Rabbi Bat's grandson was one of them. That's a great grandson.
Yeah, I heard.
Shapiro from Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's what I heard. As a matter of fact, Baldwin, the Reish Kolo, his cousin was badly wounded. He says a remarkable thing happened. He was the first one shot. He was shot twice. He was shot once into the lung, and I think in the shoulder. And he was still ambulatory. He ran out while the guy was busy shooting at others. Ran down in a basement area somewhere and locked himself in. And he was bleeding. Later on one day, after the Litzayach, he told me this morning. He said after the Litzayach was, they finished him off, they ran looking for the wound that they found him, and he recovered. Mm-hmm. He recovered. They said, this is Pilly Ploy that he recovered from these wounds. Mm-hmm. They showed a picture. They showed the names of the wounded. And he was one of them. Both of them are here.
All right. Two grandsons that were in there. One of them, Baror, this boy sitting next to him was killed.
He was there when it happened at that moment?
No, he wasn't in that room. He was in the quiet, but he wasn't in there yet.
All right. Now, today, of course, in keeping with Yonah Diema, we'll talk about Pasha Zohar, which is this coming Shabbos. And although we've discussed this many times on different swearing, and we're going to run through some of them, but there are a few nuances in the inyonim which always have to be reviewed. Now, first we'll take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch. That's Mitzvah Tav Reish Gimel. That's sheet number one, where that first part, where he talks about the Mitzvah of Tchira, and then he talks about Tom Tchira's I don't know why he says b'shtayim, in the Gemara we only have a record of the Bnei Ma'arava who were Messiah the Taylor with as a Tlashnin in 3 years. Where the Rambam says that's not the meaning of Hashem. But I don't know what 2 years is, what kind of cycle that is. That he just mentions that. Anyhow, the Bolapah, the Hinei, Hein Yesin Bekabi Mitzazu, Ulai Namakim in Hodden Shah Yisrael, with Pasha Zohar, Rekreisa Beshabbat Meyuchad, Bechol Shana Beshana. Taylor he, that's a Taylor. In other words, Minig Yisrael is Taylor. And that's what we do. Rumiknei. Mitzvazu, Shekobu Kain, Ru, Ashaba, Shalitne Purim, Li Ola. The Dean, Hoya, Likresa, Be Yain Purim. Mishishu, Min Yana, Shel Yain, Ki Homen, or Russia, Hoya, Mizar, Alodia, Shekainim, Nes, Ze, Nistav, Nistavino, Bishila, Zu, Kobo, Apasha, Kainim, Lapurim. Ava, Samku, Lapurim, Adair, Mashiach, Mizar, Bin Kainis, Samko, Inyan, Lo. Now, the Noheget, here's the point. That got everybody excited about the Sefer HaChinuch. Up to now, he's explaining the time of the mitzvah, how the mitzvah, but here's where he makes this statement. The Heges mitzvah zu, b'chol mochon chosman, b'schorim. The mitzvah of Sias Mechias HaMori is only b'schorim. Ki lehem lachos ha-mochono, the nikmas ha-oye, the lo the noshim. Because otherwise, what he's saying simply, since noshim don't go to war, therefore, they're not obligated, they're not under the chiyuv, because this has to do with chiyuv samolik, of battling them. So they don't go to war. So they're putter from the dean of Parsha Zohar. That's a famous, we are Lamaisa, we don't do that, but there's a famous Tinnach, and we'll see what is discussed about that. The Eva al Zev, al Zohar, the Kor, the Thieves, the Olam, Masha Osa, Mola Yisrael, detail Esther Zu. In other words, you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. Regam Olo Alav Abu al Zev, Shulo Sishkar. The Moshe Nifra Belavim. So that's what you have there by the Inyan. So this Tinnach is one that is got everybody, so to speak, excited. In fact, even you take a look, this Minza Tinnach asked this question, which everybody wants to deal with. Look on the side. There, Torah Iyun. Lama Yitzu Noshim and Mitzvah. It's not a matzah as mangum. Now, this interesting point, we'll see that one of the achrenim, how he deals with this. That, but in Pashas, it's not a mitzvah as mangum. Not any particular time, because in principle, the way Mitzvah Sinus explained it, could be any time of the year, in principle, once that you remember it. Because he refers to Mitzvah there in Seder, when they talk about Milchemes Mitzvah, that feel a Kala Michu Pasa goes out. The Chasa Michu Pasa, Kala Michu Pasa. So it seems, so in the Milchema of Amalek, which is like the Mitzvah of the Shiva Amanim, everybody's involved in that. Everybody's in the war. So why should they be excused from this Shiva? Near there, he wants to say, the Zer Kivan Hamagia, well, it probably must be the who else would it be? I think it's the Mishnah Lamella.
Okay.
And Mamasha Tiva Riai and the Mitzvah Tafra Beis who saw Sefer and also a Chlem Mitzvah Tafra Fei Gabi Zayin Amin Kotar Abba Machava the Gam Noshin Chayobas. So why is this different? Now the he's saying, "Kvar to safti vel dinir ve'ab b'mokum sakon ha'mechuyas, ki yadua v'atero lo sisma v'dini mal nisim, ki mevur ba'amban kam ha'pomim, v'atero tivon ha'ilochim, o mitzachni nefesh v'mulchama." In other words, sakona is always in a war, and came there sakotavu, that feel sakona sefashis, mechuyas v'mitzazu. Ve'idna ein onu metzuvim b'zeh. Now here's what he said, something that is striking, we'll see later, the Kiddush, from a Moshe Soloveitchik Zal, the Rav's father, about this Inyan. Good. Well, he said, why are you not Metzuva? Can you point out an Amaleki, an ethnic Amaleki? You can't, because according to Chazal, at least that's what's in the pastors, you know, it says, for all of Sancheros, Ubilbel is called a woman.
Right.
And that's why you can accept Galen from any place. Because there's a halacha, Ein Mekabling Galen the Amalek. If you know that somebody is an Amaleki, you can't be accept them if he wants to convert. Wants to be a tzaddik, you can't accept them. Amy Kablin gave him in Amor. So the key of all the builders or all the forest me the forest. So that's what he's leads of that very simply. Now what let's deal with some of the aspects of what I've quoted the Sefer many times, and we'll quote some of the other acronyms. What I find is that all those that deal with the mitzvah of Schiras Amalek and the Chias Amalek, you know, Moho Timcha, a lot of the Svaras, what I call it, crisscross each other. A lot of them come to the same conclusions. Either they know about the other one or not. You find it in various Svaras. Looking over the preparation this year, I found that found four Svaras that deal with this, and a lot of the throws, some come together and some have different nuances. Now let's see what the Rav of Soloveitchik Zal, how he deals with some aspects of this particular Inyan. Now, first of all, he mentions the first thing is the chinuch. Everybody talks about this Hezra chinuch, that Noshim are not involved, which would mean they don't have to worry about Pasha's office. Well, we don't do that, but Maisha. So he says, what's the...
We have our women come.
Yeah, sure.
You tell the women to come.
Of course. So he used the Svara. We're all united in that. You know? Amalek is the common enemy. No question about it. You're right. So he said this idea that, because the point is that if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sfiras Amalek, so memela, you don't have to be involved in Parsha Zocha. If the women are not mechuyev, so they don't have to do it. So he analyzes the flow. He gives it makes what we would call a chiyur, a dialectic, out of it. He says, is it bishvil shiyakayim mitzvah mechiyas amolik? Now, is it mitzvah achiyas amolik? Now, noshim who are not involved in the actual, according to the chinuch, of destroying amolik through a war, so they shouldn't be involved in the chiyur. But if it's a mitzvah b'shnei atzmai, just a mitzvah of memory, like you have other mitzvahs of memory, Zohar Shem, Shabbos, things like that. So he's saying, B'shnei Atzma shall see Maisa Amalek, so then maybe that the time should be, it's a Gzeirus HaKosu, they have to do it. Just like everybody, you're not excused from it. So that's the swirl that he presents first. So let's take a look what the Rambam, in the second sheet, I believe I have, no, third sheet, sheet number three. Take a look at sheet number three. Sheet number three. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, and why is this mitzvah there with Hilchos Malachim? Because remember, there's a Chazal in Sanhedrin where Shorosh Mitzvos Nitzavu Yisrael Bishnisotam Le'Oret. Lim Rosh Lahem Melech, Lim Chay Zecha, Lim Chay Zamorek, and the third one, Lim Chay Zecha Migdash, so to build the Beit HaMikdash. So that's why it belongs, and Melech is the one that once you have a Melech, then one of his obligations is to destroy a Molech. That's why you have in the Haftarah, Parsha Zohar, the Maaseh with Shaul HaMelech. He's the first king, so then Shmuel comes to him and said, look, you have to get rid of Amalek. But he, unfortunately, did not do the way the Torah mandated. The dialogue is found in Gemara Yuma, you want to have Achmada, so forth and so on. Anyhow, so here he brings the Hilchos Malachim, Teir Kei Alokahei, the Kei Mitzvah Tasei, Lave Zecha Amalek, Shenema, Timcha Zecha Amalek. In other words, that's the idea of he's always laying an ambush. He's conspiring against the Jewish people. And in order to arouse his hatred. Shanama Zohis Asher Osa Lako Amore, Mipi Ashmu Alomdu, Zohar Bepeh, Lo Tishkach is Belay. You're not supposed to forget exactly what Amalek represents.
Wait a minute.
So I'm just recalling something I remember from the first time I heard that Maimon Chazal quoted in the 40s when, it was in the yeshiva and the war was going on and all of that. It came right after that. A visitor came to the yeshiva. His name was Rav Meini, like Mayoni, Meini. A member of the Tzuval Kavod, Rav Lifshitzal, who used to be in Chicago for a while. He had him come into the shir, and he spoke about the European Churban, about helping Eretz Yisrael. I think for a while he was the Rav of Komeniot, the place there in Eretz Yisrael. But he quoted the Gemara and Megillah. I'm just saying this tangentially, that the Gemara talks about Germania Shalamole. Germania Shalamole. It's an offshoot of Amole. So Rav Yaakov Emden, Hagos Yaivitz, who lived in Germany, he says, that's Germania. Remember, he said that in the 18th century. So it's an amazing, I think of it again, it chills Germania Shalamole. As if to say, the offshoot of Amalek, their type of that's an Amalek idea. So, but the Meisha Salavetchi, the world father, has a bigger chiddush that's based on his shot and understanding of Shining. And his shot is, and he brings it, I'll tell you where he said it, and the Rav writes that I heard this, me palm office, me obi melizal, that to call Ummah, any nation, amisnakelis, when we're talking about conspiracy, like you have the Lawson and the Taylor, about the Nijonim, why, you know, Sheniklu benichlehem, they wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Lechalos es Knesset Yisrael, hofeches al pi halacha li'amolek. In other words, that, like when people talk about the Arabs, well, they're from Yishmael, that's not Esav. Esav, his anical is Amolek, so this changes the whole point. It's not a question of the actual ethnic derivation. And he brings a Hainush and his Tavino, the Indian, the Chias Amolek, the Shtei Mitzvahs. Achas Limchas as Zichro Shel Amolek, you can see the Parshas Kiseitzi, Mochel Timcha as Zecher Amolek. The He Mitzvah Amotelos al Kol Echad Yehud, Limchas Kol Echad Mizar Shel Amolek. What's the second one? This is the Chiddush we say. Vashenis, and he's going to prove the point, Lihi Lochein Ba'amolek B'Tevis Am. Kirchsiv, the Pasha B'Shal Nechomel Hashem Ba'amolek, Midor Dor. The Haina Shekol HaTzibur. There's not only an individual Chiyav, but there's what we call the national or community Chiyav. V'yomi Lihochein Ba'am HaMaleki. Onitzvah Zuna. Here's an important point. This is the Chiddush. This idea that there are two obligations, one on the yoga, one on the tzibur, they found another scroll. Who writes about this? He has it in Riches. He has a great Teirush on the Rambam, Silas Malach, of Yudel Gershuni Zal. It's a sefer Mishpat HaMalucha, on all the Hilchos Malachim of the Rambam. It's a tremendous sefer. He published years ago. You know, it was a leather silver son-in-law, but he was a famous Ilwi, the Yudel Gardner. So he has that difference between Yochid and Tzibur, and believe it or not, Rav Elberg, or Shalom in his Sefer Shari Simcha, Chelik Beis, when he deals with this, has the same chilik, and talks about the chil of the Yochid and the chil of the Rabbin. But where is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is who ain't a lak b'zer amorek, ela b'chol uma, shomedes oleinu l'chalaseinu, that wants to destroy us. He says, Ono Metsuvin Lilochenborg, Vihi Mochemet Mitzvah. Then it'll be a Mochemet Mitzvah. Masha Enkein, Nitzvah, Mechias Amolik, Shal Kol Yochid Yochi, who are moved the Parshas, he says, say, Enoel, Azer Amolik, Belvan. That's only on Zer Amolik, the Mitzvah of Mechia, but in Mochama, that's for anyone that is conspires to annihilate Rahman upon the Jewish people. Now, you can take modern examples. Take Iran. Make the most latest statements always is to annihilate the Jewish people, to annihilate Israel. That's in the form of a Maliki statement. So now he quotes an Ebenezer, Shmeis Yud Zion, Yud Dalet, Shekosu B'Perish HaPosuk. That's there in that parsha at the end of the Shalah. Vayachlosh Yoshua Es Amolik Ves Amo. The term view, so Ebenezer writes, Mihu Amolek. Who is this Amolek? Vayom Amolek. He comes running, Jews are coming out of Mitzrayim. Mihu Amo. You have Amolek, Mihu Amo. So this is what the Ebenezer writes. Yes, I mean, Ki Amolek Hoyeshem HaMelech. Vavur Shoma HaKosov Es Amolek Vi Es Amo. You have that in the passage. Oh, here's the point. Am Acher Nischaber Imai. Anybody that becomes his ally for the destruction of the Jewish people. So that's what Ebenezer writes. In Cain, Kvar B'Maisa Amolek Nischaber Imo Acheri. The others came running. Lekach Gam L'Deiris. This is the Maisa Salvation finished. Call me, he says, Shehuber. The dark of Shel Amolek, who beklal Amolek. He's an Amalekite. So it would mean that the Arabs who are intending, Rahman al-Islam, what they want to do to the Jewish people, they can be classed as Amalekim. Not Samadrosh. It's Samad Rasha. He says it the halacha. You know, but the Brisker don't say anything that does not very. The ayin the mechilta, pasu b'shalach of a posig mochel tincha. What does the mechilta say? Kol hador havu v'pirush hanetziv. Quotes the nativ, of course, as a member of the family. That would be his great-grandfather. The Moshe Soloveitchik's great-grandfather, Nativ. Because the Nativ was the Zeda of Reb Chaim Brisker. Because Reb Chaim Brisker's father was the son-in-law of the Nativ, of the Paul Shapiro. So that's the whole thing. Kol hador ha-hu ha-boyim im amolek afel pi shalom bonav shalom amolek. And Nativ says it foolish. They are from that type of people. So Kol zeh gam l'deiros. That same thing is the deiros. Now, that's why he points out, the Meshachar points out that the Rambam does not write Kva Ova Zichor Shel Amolek. He doesn't say that the Zichor Amolek has already been lost. You know, when the Mishnah Chinuch writes that it's not Shayach, you know, Ola Sanchev, or Bilbur, Eskol, or Umos, everything else, but the Rambam doesn't write that. Adayan Kayam B'chol Uma Acheret Hazomemis the Colossians, that is plotting to destroy it. Unfortunately, there are those out there that think of that, unfortunately, all the time. Gamliyaha, in that light, he rejects this idea of Bilbo, Achashin is Balbala Umus, Shayechas, Mitzvahu, Shomachemus, Amorek. It's still relevant. The Ashadidi Arambam, Mustoven Gamaldim, Mechias Amorek, Shibachor Yochav Yochi, that's only Rak Bezer Amorek. But Kevin Shechavis Mochamah Ba'amolek Shaykh Agam Ba'umma Achelet Well, Kotel Ramam Lohamilcha Shavazir. The Ramam doesn't say that their Zecher was lost. Because there are people out there that are plotting, nations, or whoever they are, plotting against the Am Yisrael. So that's the Chiddush that he quotes in the name of his father. That Meisha held that way, that that's the concept of Amolek, which is relevant. That's the point. And also that's all part of the Melchemes Mitzvah, because when the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim writes what is the Melchemes Mitzvah? Zu Melchemes Shiva Amenim U Melchemes Amolek. The Ezes Yisrael Miyatzor Shavu Aleihem. In other words, that's a Melchemes, the category of Melchemes Mitzvah, any enemy that tries to attack the Jewish people, you know, collectively. That's it. Gam milchamas ezus yisrael miyatzor shavur aleihem habeh kamel b'klal pashas milchamas amolek. Which that's why the Rambam puts them all particularly together. Now,
really not very original.
What?
Kino Baggio, we find it with Edom.
Yeah, right.
And it says there, the yom amot chomim neged, the yom shol zorim chino, even though they didn't do anything, so we see already when goyim come to do any harm to us and they don't stop it, then they become part of the
world. Well, they're allies. They're affiliated with those who see the same thing. You know, Yiddish used that expression, they hate Jews so much, but we can just drink in our level water, you know. They would drown the Jewish people in a teaspoon of water if they could. There are those enemies out there. You have all of that, and you have to be aware of that. So now let's come back to what the Gemara says here, and also this. We don't leave this problem about the rushing and everything else out because it's connected with some other ideas here. Look, this is the Gemara in Megillah. That's page 2 on these sheets. And I have underlined famous quotes. Honor of Yeshua the Lady. Noshim Chayodas Benito Megillah. Why? She'af Hein Hoya Be'esha Hanes. They're also a part of the Nes. So they're Mechuyah Benito Megillah. Now this is a whole question of a Machlekes and understanding this Maimah Chazal. If you look at Tesis, Noshim Chayodas Benikah Megillah, Mikan Mashma, So if you stop right then and there, it would seem that if a woman lay in the Megillah, she'd be much to anybody. As if to point out that the chiyuv on the man and the woman is no different. That's pasuk. Migalo kama lishmoa mikra Megillah. In other words, so it's not to hear because we can make a chilek. Oh, they're mechuyev to hear it, but they're not allowed to be, you know, meitzi, not allowed to do the deen of the kriya. It doesn't say that. V'hori nami mashem be'erichin, the Kama, the Gemara says there, the Mishnah, Hakol k'sheim, he quotes a minute, we call it a Megillah. U'mashik hakol k'sheim l'asui mada z'hakol, u'mashan l'asui noshim. Mashma l'haytzi afilo anoshim. They can even be meitzi anoshim. So that's one shita in patience. The kosher, the other tesester, Tony the Hedya, the tumtum, you know, that's a, the tumtum is the one that's a, is neither Zohar or the cave, it hasn't been established what he is, because that area of the private parts is covered up. It has a membrane over there, so he's a tumtum. Is ain meitzi lo es minay, lo she'ein amino. He can't be meitzi anybody because he don't know what he is. And then, and what is it? And he says even further, "Vupshita the lo adifa isha mi andreigen." Wait, I'm sorry. The andreigen is lazy as mina. He has both because there you know what he is. He has both parts. So an andreigen is could be lazy and andreigen. They lazy as shein mina. Vupshita the lo adifa isha. She's no better than andreigenus. The same pasku haba halach is gedalus. The isha motzia mina, she can be mighty women, avol lo anoshim, not men. So that's so. How do we understand the conflicting aspect of the Gemara? Because this Gemara here in Megillah seems to imply that that they can be mighty even men. That's from the word when the word the lashon is used mikra. So the eshleima, the salkadaita lo yoyo kriyosam. I feel a little hate. I might think that their kriya shouldn't help at all. The mashmalon, the chayovim, the hakol chayovim, the shmiya, who are they? Avodim, noshim, niktanim, but not tchov. And the point that is made basically is that the concept comes out of this that the noshim are only mekriya in shmiya, but not in the kriya. So one woman can be mighty other nashim because that's her whole basic field. But she can't be mighty men who are mechuyev in the concept of kriya. That's the difference. Now,
what is supposed to do with the Gemara in Megillah of Gimel that says I call Olim Lamin Yeshiva a few of nashim?
Yeah.
And but by and katanim, but by nashim. They can be mostly anoshim.
Well, that's what it means over there.
So I don't understand the difference between Mikra Megillah and Kriya Satora. If they're over, that means that they're reading.
Yeah, Enochinami. I mean, that's a question that is discussed all the time about that's on the side of this minor over here.
Right.
But the Bahag probably might interpret that Gemara differently. Maybe it would say that they can be counted as in dominion, but when it maybe, although in the time of the Gemara, they read each one that was Ela, they read his Parsha, but maybe there they didn't. That's the whole thing. And then there's another thing. What is the Deen of Kriya Satayla? Is it a Chiyav on the Yochid, or is it a Chiyav just there only when there's a Sivar?
Right.
You only can have a tzibur. A tzibur involves you have to have a surah noshim to ashkorim and all of that. So it's a different point. I can't give you the exact chiluk, but there definitely are chilukim. That's the thing. What is covered a tzibur, that's been argued all the time.
Right.
I once asked Rav Galen, though, that he explained it in just, you know, right off the bat. He said, because the Gemara says in Brochus, that by Birus Amazon, that there is an Amorah, the Isha can be made to him. But Togo Me'era,
right.
The Ish, that the wife has to do that. So this is like a challenge to all the men. You're going to allow, you have nobody that's there ready to read the Torah. You must be aware.
He's Makoyev.
So that's the whole concept. That's not any cover. That's the way you rewind pastors in there.
I thought someone quoting Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that he asked, why don't we ask the question that they shouldn't be doing it because of Kol B'Isha Erva?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So he says, you see that in the Mokum of Kedusha, we're not worried about Kol B'Isha
Erva. Yeah, right, because we're told, we're not thinking of these.
Is this the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden about Rabbi Yaakov?
About what?
No.
It's a different one?
Yeah. So it's the same Rabbi Yaakov Emden as the Machlokes.
Well, you mean about the Canaeus?
That's the one.
But he was a Gadol with a daily Achrayim in his own right. He had Shairos and Shuvahs and many others for him. In Hayor, he's a person to be reckoned with. But he attacked with Yenis and Ibershis. He felt that he was from the Shapsay Tree followers.
Was he the one who attacked our bishop? I thought our bishop attacked him.
No, he's the one. He's the one. And then there's a sefer, a small sefer that was issued, Luchos HaEdus, that was collected from Gdelin that supported with Yenis and Ibershis. So one of the letters is from the Vilna Gaon. He says he cannot be suspected for being a Mashiach. That's from Shapsi Tree.
Uh-huh.
But this was it was a tremendous machleik. Awesome.
No shavayu.
What?
No shavayu.
But I'm saying it was a different kind. That's all. But you know, you have the Yank of Endon Siddur is one of the classic Siddurim. That's you always refer to. You have so many stocking in there and guidelines. That's what you have. All right, now, now when we're talking about the Bahag Shita that says that Nashim cannot be mighty men, so one of the great Gedolim of Vilna, who unfortunately was a victim of the Holocaust, the Gaon of Panay Henoch Egerzal, one of the Gedoli Bali Haror in Vilna, very close with the Chaim Ezer and everything else of that sort. So he has a sefer in Tzuch HaLokim called the Macheshes. That's his sefer. Shairos and Shuvahs LaHalacha and Lomdos. In fact, what is fascinating is, I'm just mentioning this, that he has a Hagdama where he talks about the new method of learning. He's referring to the Blitzke method. In fact, Rav Zevin writes about this when he's talking about Reb Chaim. He writes what Reb Chaim and Agus wrote about it. He doesn't decry it, he just says that he's used to the traditional method. But his writing is very clear. He's not a complicated writer. So he wants to deal with this Gemara and this Bahag, what mentions over here, that the Noshin cannot be Maisi Anoshin. He wants to know why not. In fact, he asked the following question. The Gemara says later on in the Megillah, Kora al peh. If you read the Megillah al peh without looking inside, is lo yosa. And the reason is because of Gzeira Shola. Why? It says Niskorim zinasim. That's by the Megillah. Uksiv hosom by in the Torah ksei zay zikoron b'sefer. That's written there at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Is Mala Halam the Sefer, Afkan the Sefer. That's it. So, however, there's a question. Why don't we learn the other way around? When it says, Zechor HaShayim, from the Paz, Zechor HaShayim HaShabbos, you don't have to do it in a Sefer. You have to say, HaYayim, you know, today is Shabbos, we're covered Shabbos, for all the days of the week. Yayim, Shabbos, Revi, whatever it is. And even if he's Zecher and he's Mekadesh, Baal Peh is Yotza. You don't have to do that. You say that you make the kiddush, you do everything, but it's Baal Peh. So he said that as far as he's concerned, it's really a double pusher. Because Kriyas and Megillah has an element of Pirsum Hanes. The union of Pirsum Hanes. The Gemara says later on in Yud Tes that when someone reads the Megillah, is Mekayim two things, but he's going to add something. The Gemara says, Pesumi Nisa, Unitfas Kriya. There's a Nisa of Kriya, Pesumi Nisa. How can they be separated? How can they be separated? So the Iker Mitzvah's Kriya is on Purim itself. But because on the real Purim. Remember, Mitzvah the Megillah starts with a Kriya of a Megillah for the Kfarim. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. All of that. So that's not the real Pesumi Nisa. The Nisim happened when? On the Purim. So that's just the union of the that's just the union of the Kriya. So the mitzvah is, so they're two separate things. But his understanding, the Neuchenes Agus's understanding is this, is the following, that when you talk about the deen of the Kriya, he's saying that's the mitzvah of, as part of the mitzvah of Sfiras Hamoach. His finish is that when you read the Megillah, you're fulfilling the concept of Zocharei Zasheros Amolek. Because here you have Haman HaRasha HaGogi, he's from Amolek, and you're reminded of what he tried to do, so you're fulfilling that particular mitzvah. That's the point that he's making. So this is how he comes in to explain the Bahag. The Bahag says that Noshim Anat Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Kriya. And the whole idea is, if the mitzvah of Kriya has something to do with Mechiyas HaMolech, what does the Chinuch say? The Chinuch say that women are not included in that. So they're not included in that, therefore, they're not in the Medina of Mitzvah Kriya. That's a simple. That's how he aligns the Bahag with the Chinuch in explaining that particular approach. But he assumes that the Nikra Megillah is part of the Sfiras Mitzvahs Amorim. He says another Chiddush.
You mentioned doesn't the Raivit say, your Yosei, Zechar Amalek, with Hilchos Megillah?
Yeah, right. The Raivit mentions, and that's another point that the Rav Zal says in his Shia, talking about Mitzvahs Sfiras Amorim, when it says, the Lashon of the Sifra is Yachol B'Peh, so you can't do it B'Peh. The Lashon is, you have to be, no, I might think just in the Sefer, so he says, you have to do it even Shaina B'Picha. That's the Lashon. The Lashon of this, in fact, the Ramban in Parshat Kisaitse brings the Ma'ani Mekayim Zohar. Should say Shaina B'Picha. Now, when you use the Lashon Shaina B'Picha, and you have a Raivit, that's the Raivit that you mentioned, that Raivit is on the Sifra. You know, there's a Perush Raivit on the Sifra, on the Perush Kaini. The Raivit says, the Haimit say Shaina B'Picha, Hilchais Megillah. Venir Meloshin Zed, the Ikakim Silsias Amorik, where they are Talmud Torah. Shaina B'Picha is the Indian of Torah learning. Women are farther from that. So that's where he supports the concept of what the Chinuch wants to say. That's why Noshim would not be involved in that, because it came Noshim to it with Talmud Torah. Yesh Rema, the Gamashiv, so Limu Torah, Lochali over there, with Limu there, so here Limu Torah is not going to be Chal on them. That's one of the ways of explaining actually that aspect of the Chinuch. But there's one more Chiddush here, because up to now we've assumed, when Mr. Trinitas and others have mentioned, that the Etzem Din of Mechias Amolek or so forth is Mechias, the Mechias Amolek is not an intercessor as Mangom, because if it were, nothing would be Tata. We only made it a mimic to do it the Shabbos before Purim, but if you'd done some other time of the year, you would be Yaitzit. That's why even the Morgan Avraham writes at the beginning that if you weren't there by Parshas Zohar the week before, but you were on Purim morning and you heard the Kriya Vayavo Amalek, you'd be used to that. Others discuss that, whether a fool, or let's say that you didn't hear it on Parshas Zohar, and at the end of the summer, a few weeks before Yastav, they lay in Parshas Kisei, Zohar Tashrei Lassalom, but you're going to be used to it. So it's not a mitzvah of Ram Gama. So the Macheshes, he has what I would call an interesting hop on this. Why the women would not, and he explains why they would not be involved in B'nai Melchama. They're not involved in a war, in this kind of a war. Now why? Although the kasha is that it's a Melchamas Mitzvah, affiliated with Kalamukh Kloss and everything else. So he goes back to the Daf previous here, Megillah, where it's talking about that Yeshua is sort of in trouble, because how come that they were Mavatal the Tommy there when they were besieging Yerecho and all of the time? And what about, then it's also talking about the Indian of Bethel Taylor. So what the Gemara is saying is the following, that the, and this is what Rashi says there about She'ein, in other words, why aren't you learning? She'ein Zman, listen to Rosh Rashi, She'ein Zman Milchama Balayla, Misha Petshach. It's not the Zman of Milchama. It's not a Zman. So the question is, what do you mean the Zman of Milchama? War is war. You'll go at night and all everything else.
Maybe in those days they didn't do it.
But he asked the question, why not? I mean, you make an attack, you have war, and you find in the Taylor that the war was done at night.
Right.
He went out and went to war. So his chop is this. If you're dealing with a Milchemes Mitzvah, like Amorik and so forth, and you have, in order to do that, you have to have like a king, you have to have a tzibur doing it, it's like Dina and Nefashis. Because the approach is, you have to annihilate your enemy. And Dina and Nefashis is over the Yom, not Balayla. So if it's not Balayla, that's what Rashi says. This is the chop. So it's a very interesting approach from the Baal Macheshes that says that. So, in other words, he turns this thing over in a different direction in order to, as if to say, to protect the Chinuch when he says that in this type of Muhammad, the Nashim are not involved because the Baal need in the Pashas, so they're not involved in them, and things of that sort. They're not like part of the Bezin or assessing that particular situation. They might be involved in the fight, but that's not the Zman, so therefore it's like a Nitzah Zman. That is his particular chapa. There's a very interesting kind of a Chiddush.
What I find troubling is that they're saying that it is effective for all those who hate the Jewish people. They are a mullah.
That's right.
Jews have hated the Jewish people for centuries.
Right.
Why didn't the same Rabbanim say that we have to have some people among us that might try to be trained to try to fence off some of them that come to attack us?
Well, that's a general question all the time. I mean, by the survival of the Jewish people in medieval times, which actually is a net. I always regard this as a remarkable net, not only just to whatever physical survival was, in spite of pogroms, massacres, and everything, and that's all you read about, but the fact that we produce such a tremendous Torah literature, all the literature of the Rishonim, and all that lives among the people. And the Jews are powerless. They're held slaves, at the whim of a ruler, of a duke, of the local government, and yet Rashi writes his Torah, and they lived in the time of the Crusades on Kol HaTorah Kula and everything on Shas Bavli and so many other things that they discovered in Rashi. All the other people under the pressures of forced conversion taken in Spain. Gosh, all those vikuchim and everything else, forcing that the Ramban had to have a vikuch. And what was all going, all these pressures.
As if you're fighting the whole government, but
yeah.
there were often gangs and so on. I mean, obviously you can't fight armies, but you can protect yourself.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is something that is brought down in the Tisrei Tshuva in Chesha Mishpat at the end, when it's talking about you know, the idea of defending or Pikuach Nefesh, things of that sort. So the Tisrei Tshuva mentions from the Sefer that this Tisrei Tshuva goes is in the 19th century, but he's talking about somebody in the 17th century in Eastern Europe, where somebody was murdered. This is a Tshuva's Senesthetic, not to the Chabad Senesthetic, which is later, but the original, that's what was his name, the family name was Krochmal. That was the family name. Not the Moscow later, but the Tshuva Krochmal. So he writes there that the Jewish community, when someone was murdered from Jews, they didn't take it lying down. They hired people to go and trace the assassin and kill him. That's what they hired people to go and do that because they said that Jewish blood is not hefker. That's a concept. In fact, I once mentioned this at a community relations, Jewish Community Relations Council. I was talking about defense, you know, ADL and all of that stuff. I said, this is no Kiddush. That Jews, always a certain period, it's not that publicized, had it. I know my father, Olav Sholem, said, and he was a baker by trade. He says that in Bialystok, where he spent his, before he came to America, he went from his town, he went to Bialystok. So that time the Russians and the Poles were waging that war. After the First World War, the Poles were absolutely terribly anti-Semitic. And he said there were rumors they're going to make a pogrom. So he says, Allah Becker Jungen, all the young bakers and all others, like from the Katsovin, they organized ready to repel any attackers. They were not going to take any. So there never was a pogrom because they heard about it. So yeah. Generally, they like to attack a defenseless population.
Mm-hmm.
But when they heard they're going to get a strong resistance, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, when we were in Minsk, we were told a story that once the trade unions, and well, mostly were Jews, and they were going to, the Tsar wanted to put it down, and when they sent the police after them, they drew revolvers and shot at the police, that the Tsar had to call out the Cossacks, the army, to quell this type of thing. Jews were not afraid of many times. We don't hear these stories all the time. But I'm just saying. What?
In terms of the Macheset, I mean, the Nafkamina could be that during the day, you men and women don't have an unequal feel, right? But at night, maybe they have
a... No, it's not that. The very fact that, of course, we're talking about the obligation as far as the mitzvah is concerned. If it's a mitzvah says mangum, the way he describes it, that the women are not Macheset. I mean, optional, if they went out to war, is a different problem. There's a Targum Yonason, famous Targum Yonason, that when it talks about Lo Yildas Gever, Simlas Isha, the Targum Yonason says that a woman cannot go into battle, because if she draws on puts on a sword or so forth, that belongs to a man, that she would be Eivan Lo Yildas. You're looking at Targum Yonason on that, famous Targum Yonason. All right, we'll stop here after we remember Pasha's daughter. Don't forget about it.
Remember
it for later. I'll discuss
later. Yeah. So next week in the Hashem, we'll have another shiur before Purim. I haven't
talked
about the Siddur's Purim because it's in a...
I've left the conference.
Do we have to dress up?
What?
Do we have to dress up?
Well, you want to put on a mask.
That would help.
Of course, I forgot to welcome Rabbi Weiss officially. It comes a long way to hear
this.
I don't have much of you. What happened last night? I was drinking tea and I spilled it, but I only had to. It was very late, so a lot of the stuff I did not write down. So this is just this page and this page is what I wrote on you're telling us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, this is a new edition.
Well, I know what my late brother-in-law said, a famous thing. He overheard the conversation between the Chaim Ezer and Rav Hanna Agus. So Chaim Ezer said to him, "Yehav Nidgevus, Rav Hanna was as the Zaitas Agvalik of Baal HaOr." He's such a tremendous Baal HaOr. He was one of the daily Baal HaOr villains. Chaim Ezer said that to him. Do you know what he answered? He says, "Yes, they, you know how much people of the Nichshul Gevurah." Why? Because the Gevurah says, "Ein Adam, Ein Med Al Divrei Tzion Kein Nichshul Bo." That's what it is. You have to make a lot of mistakes before you become great. That was a very short response. Before you become great. That was a very short response.